finding new winners each and every Saturday morning at every track. The Odds Couple with Simon O'Donnell, David Taggart and Paddy Garshagan. Every Saturday morning on SEN for The Quaddy. Curated tips from the experts. The Quaddy. Download today.
Yeah, great to have your company wherever you are around this wonderful nation called Australia, the state of Victoria, the city of Melbourne. Thanks for your company over the next hour, of course, with The Odds Couple on a Saturday morning. A very lonely place in here at SEN this morning. No Paddy Garshagan, no David Taggart. Not sure where Paddy is. No Tags is having a bit of a spell for a couple of weeks to recharge the batteries. Paddy, he's just dead set missing in action. Joel Kane's going to join us a little later on from Sportsbet just to give us a run through on those market movers right around the country, because it's a busy day of racing. But I tell you what, you know, he's solid, absolutely solid as a rock. He is. Doesn't matter where he is, what he's doing, he'll show up and he'll give his best. And that is Sammy Hyland, who joins us this morning on the Odds Couple from Queensland while floating in the ark.
Simon,
morning, Sammy.
Simon, good morning to you. Just a good, honest toiler I am. That's what I am. I just turn up and just have a dip. So hopefully we can have a bit of luck today. We've got a big day ahead of us. And, bizarre weather up here in Queensland from the time since I've got back.
And when did you go back? You went back during the week?
Yeah, I got back on the 10th of May, and it dead set, it has just rained flat out since I got home. So quite amazing. And it just has not stopped. And I just go, where does all this water go? Where does it go? And obviously, took the kids to school yesterday, and driving past the river. Wow, it's rough out there. But anyway, it's not as bad as what we saw probably 6 weeks ago up here. So hopefully it doesn't get to that stage. But it's quite amazing the rainfall, and it's solid rain, Simon. You know, like obviously being from Melbourne, you're used to rain, but it can bucket down here and go for hours, you know, unbelievable.
It's got that tropical feel about it, obviously, hasn't it, up there?
Yeah, and that's it.
I spoke to a mate who's a bit further north than you yesterday. He went up for a bit of a relaxation on Monday, and he said it hasn't stopped raining. And he said exactly what you said just then. He said, where's all the water go? He said, if this amount of water fell in Melbourne, we'd just float off.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Extraordinary stuff. But the show will go on, all going well, at Eagle Farm this afternoon. Chris Nelson will be joining us a little later in the show. Joss Jenkins talking trots. Corey Smith out there at the Meadows as well. And we're going to have a look at both Queensland and South Australia. It's a big day over in South Australia as well with their home derby on, which has ended up a race with a fair bit of depth in it, which is great to see. And something I'm pleased as punch about, because I'm unashamedly biased towards staying races, Sam. And our derbies and oaks now are getting real depth in it. And that's not an influence from overseas as such. They've got their horses that are bred here in this country, and they're being able to run a mile and a half, which I'm bloody thrilled about.
And it's something that we needed to, I know racing purists were sort of saying 10 years ago that, gee, where are we at with what we're breeding, and because we just had so much speed, didn't we? And we weren't getting the stayers like we used to from New Zealand and here and at home. But it is good to see. And I'm like you, I'm a huge fan of staying races, and it's great to see that, we're getting these races with more depth in them. Last Sunday I upset Milo because I may have said their South Australian Group 1s are not real Group 1s. But I tell you what, Cam Luke, he highlighted something pretty important. Those last couple of years in the Derby, South Australian Derby, have been really good, and good depth to them. And, I sort of sat back and thought, yeah, no, you're right. You know, it's and that race today, it has plenty of depth to it. So good to see.
Yeah, no, it is. And look, I think probably up until 2 years ago, I would have agreed with your summation of, some of those group races in South Australia. You sort of thought, oh, guys, you're going to struggle to hold its status. And it was very much when, you know, racing was on the brink in a way in South Australia 4 or 5 years ago, but you know, they've picked up their game, and I think their racing is, again, at a level of quality that deserves to have that Group 1 status for those major races. And we congratulate the South Australians and their racing fans and supporters for getting them where they are. And a big cheerio also to the Oakbank administrators as well, who did a wonderful job there over East. We've got about 5,000 people to Oakbank instead of 105. So excellent job on your behalf too. And to the pub owners and anyone else that's got a hospitality venue around Oakbank, we apologise to you on behalf of South Australian Racing. But you never know, if we push hard enough, we might get them jumping the logs again at Oakbank at some stage. Sam, we touched on the staying prowess of our younger horses, and it's hard for fairy tales to make everyone happy all of the time. You know, Very Elegant has been a fairy tale, and she's now going to go to Europe, which I think is fantastic from the point of view of taking a horse that's won over 2 miles and a mile and a half here at weight for age level and handicap level. Absolute superstar to go and test her wares against the best in Europe. The Europeans, they still laugh at us, saying their third raters come over here and win our big staying races. It'd be fantastic to go over there and you know, fill the room full of uppercuts and just show them that we can breed a really good horse here as well. But unfortunately, the departure isn't going to end, you know, as the wonderful racing fairy tale we want it to, because there's 80% of the owners want to go to Europe, 20% who are the original owners, and they've sold out bits and pieces on the way through. They don't want to go, and Chris Waller's now losing her, and she goes to Francis Henri Graffard at Chantilly. Like, it's sort of, in a way, a bit of a mess.
Yeah, it's, you know, I'm just don't know where I sit with this one. It's... because some part of me says, Scoob, that, look, she's done her job. You know, she's like 11 Group 1s, 14.8 million in prize money. She's an amazing mare. And, you know, when I watch those last couple of runs, you know, you sort of go, is she on the way down a little bit, you know, and, so there's that, but then, you know, then I look and I go, well, she's six, and if she does get back to anywhere near her best, well, you know, it would be great to see her go around in an arc, wouldn't it? So it's I don't know. You know, some part of me says, gee, she's done her job. She's such a fantastic mare. And then, as I say, then you sort of go, well, maybe, you know, it's only been a couple of runs. I mean, it was only 3 runs ago that she's winning the Chipping Norton, you know what I mean? So you sort of, what a wonderful mare she is. She's so tough. And, I don't know. If there is anything in the can, well, it'd be great to see her fit and well. And he's a great trainer. I was lucky enough to go to his stable there in Chantilly, and just, I mean, he's like each year he's just got bigger and stronger, and yeah, super trainer, young trainer, and he'll do a great job with her. I don't know. Do you think she's going to measure up? What do you think?
I must admit, because of those out of character runs she had her last preparation here, you know, I think she was saying that's enough. I'm not close enough to her, so you know, Chris obviously thought she had another campaign in her. They were going to aim her at the spring without going overseas. Mm. So you know, there's the point of conjecture. Part of the ownership group wanted to listen to what Chris was saying, and the others wanted to explore their options internationally. And those things happen, and they'll all be worked out in the wash as time goes on. Whether the change of scenery and that aspect of it lifts her again and off she goes, I would love to see her at her best in Europe, because I think she can compete with the best in Europe.
Yeah, do you? Yeah, right. Mm. Well,
excuse me. I do. So, you know, we'll just wait. Fingers crossed. You know, the plane trip, the the new surrounds when she trots out to Shanti the first morning she works there. She'll get a shock because, as you know, Sammy, it's very different. And to people who love their horse racing, if you ever get the opportunity to get over to France and you're in Paris, get a 20-minute train ride down the tracks to Shanti, please go and have a look because it's an extraordinary place in the horse world. It holds an extraordinary place. It's a great training ground, an extraordinary training ground that it's well worth going to see and going out of your road to make sure you see it.
And there's no doubt that, you know, as you would know, Newmarket is a horse haven, and you just stand there out on the heath and go, wow, we look at this, and isn't this magic? And then you go to Shanti and you're just like, wow, this is up the ante again, hasn't it? You know, it's just magical place. Yeah. And for a horse lover, it's you just go, you know, being a horse, living there and working and after work, you know, pulling up and walking through those trees and just go, and you're just like, you could be a world away, couldn't you? You know, like, it's amazing.
Do you reckon the horses put their head out of their box, you know, when they're all stand there with the head of the box and say, hey, Sammy, how good's it here?
I reckon they do.
In horse speak, you know.
How good is this joint?
Oh, mate, this is 6-star, this. Absolute 6-star. I'm going to have a real crack when I go down to Nantes to run a couple of days' time. I'm going to have a real go at it. Oh, dearie, dearie. But the other interesting thing, just looking at, you know, the relationship between Very Elegant and Chris Waller finishing. There's a couple of other important relationships that are finishing for Chris, and that's with Home Affairs and Nature Strip. And now, Home Affairs, Nature Strip, and Very Elegant have been extremely serious contributors to Chris, you know, winning, obviously, Group 1 races and winning premierships and in recent years. And I think that's then the next challenge to say, okay, and he will find them. He'll find the next Very Elegant, the next Home Affairs, and the next Nature Strip. But I think it also gives the Mar Eustace camp and also James Cummings, you know, the opportunity now to come and say, come on, draw level and really make the training premiership nationally a hell of a battle over the next 12 months.
Yeah, those three stables that you speak of, they're the big hitters, aren't they? And gee whiz, when you look at what Kieran has bought in the last 6 months as far as yearlings and the numbers, like, there is going to be, you know, good horses galore come out of Kieran Maher, Dave Eustace's camp. And as you say, Chris Waller he's so strong. He's been so strong for so many years now. Guy Mulcaster, and, you know, he has a super big operation, and Guy Mulcaster's buying all the yearlings and pumping them through the Waller camp. And then obviously you have the Godolphin set up, which is rolling in wealth, and you know, they just have beautifully bred horses, and the numbers are always there. So, as I say, those three stables are the big hitters. And, yeah, I think Kieran, he's got some big years ahead of him, you know. They're so well run, those stables, aren't they? You know, it's that they tick every box, and it's just going to get bigger and stronger year after year.
No, it certainly is. It's going to be a very interesting watch over the next few months just to see how a number of those issues progress. Very much the Very Elegant watch is going to be absolutely fascinating as she heads to Shanti out of the Chris Waller care and over to Shanti to take on all things staying horse-wise in Europe, which is going to be fantastic. We're going to take our first break, but before we do, don't forget to try Sports Bet's Bet with Mates. Start a group and build a multi together. Conditions apply, of course, and we always say here, gamble responsibly. Any issues, 1-800-858-858. We're going to take a break. On the other side, Chris Nelson, Josh Jenkins join us.
Finding new winners each and every Saturday morning at every track. The Odds Couple with Simon O'Donnell, David Taggart and Paddy Garshagan. Every Saturday morning on SEN for The Quaddie. Curated tips from the experts. The Quaddie. Download today.
Yeah, let me tell you, the roll call wasn't the same as we have on our introduction here at SEN this morning. No Paddy Gushagan, no David Taggart, both AWOL, but Sammy Hyland, as per usual, has just stepped into the breach and doing a wonderful job. And he's up there in Queensland. It hasn't stopped raining for 4 days since he arrived back from Warrnambool. He was needing to dry out a bit, Sammy Hyland, and suddenly it's very damp up there and he's not drying out as quickly as he should after a Warrnambool carnival that they tell me is one that will never, ever be forgotten because of the performance of the former jockey. Am I fair in saying that, Sam?
Look, I had a crack. I had a crack and I was just excited. I was excited to be back home and I probably over-raced a little bit, but anyway... Do you know what? I'll get up and have a crack again next year. So
I think what did you was when Paddy started kissing you on top of the head. That was the, you know, that was well, six, he, that was 6:30 at night. Like it wasn't, you know, sort of 2:30 in the morning. He was laying the lips on you at 6:30.
He was well oiled on that first night. He was well oiled.
Yeah, talk about over racing. Well, Chris Nelson doesn't over race. He's the voice of reason, absolute voice of reason is Chris, and he's got a big race day coming up. At Eagle Farm today, and interesting to read, it's come up on my computer this morning. Anyway, a soft six, it should be a heavy 14. Chris, what's going on with that?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, it's amazing. It's just unbelievable how much rain this track can take. 140 mils for the past 7 days. Most of that would have been in the past 4 days. And we're on a soft six, and they've said this morning, because a couple of jockeys have gone over the track this morning, Forrest Thorn and Bailey Nodick on horses, of course, and they've said, look, a little bit of give in the ground, but feels a bit, maybe a little bit softer than usual, but still very, very good. And we wouldn't even have a meeting if we had decided to stay at Doomben, and then we wouldn't be racing today. So the right decision was made, and every horse will get their chance.
Fantastic. That's a brilliant job from... the Queensland Racing Authorities and the TAB Queensland Racing Carnival is where champions emerge, of course. And one will emerge this afternoon, I'm sure. Some wonderful racing coming our way. Chris, what do you fancy?
Well, I'm pretty keen on two. Race four is the best of them. That's number 10, Star Tontes. I think if she went around in the 10,000 today, she'd be quite competitive in that, considering she ran fourth in the Victory Stakes, the Wait for Age race. At Group 2 level here 2 weeks ago, she was running on well from the back there over 1,200. She goes to 1,400 metres today, back to her own age, obviously really well placed at the set weights. And look, she's almost a Group 1 winner. She ran second, the narrowest of seconds behind Hinged in the autumn in Sydney. And look, this just looks perfect for her. She's just too good for these. So I think she's a good thing. And she's still a reasonable price, around 250, 260. So race 4, number 10, Star Tontes. And one that I've been waiting to get out over a trip is race 3, number 5, Dukon. Two runs this time in, both over a mile. The latest run, you have a look at that in the tails behind Cucaracha. He just couldn't get a crack at them when he needed to. He only got clear probably around the last 100 metres. And he would have actually, I think, challenged Cucaracha to win that race. As it was, I said he was beaten the length. Gets out to 2,100 today. That'll suit him. I don't see a lot of opposition there. I think he'll be winning too. And he's a much better price than the other. He's around 480, I think, this morning. So race 4, number 10, the best. Race 3, number 5, not far behind.
And Chris, from a rain perspective, we after a clear day up in Brisbane today, or are you expecting showers or heavy rain again?
No. Sammy's laughing. I don't think we've had a clear day up here in about 4 weeks. I haven't seen the sun, but I can't tell you when the last time the sun was out. But no, 15 to 30 mils forecast today. So the track will probably open up a little bit during the day. Just to how much rain we get remains to be seen. And whether there's a pattern or a path, they tend to head wide, who knows. But look, the one thing is the rain's even. When it rains, it waters the track evenly. It's not like when we water the track with a sprinkler where the wind can fly the rain all over the place and miss certain areas. So I think that's a good thing.
15 to 30 mil.
Today.
Wow. And did you say 140 mils in 4 days?
Yeah, 140 in the past 7. Most of it would have been in the past 4. I've had 350 at my place since Monday, Simon. Unbelievable.
And you're up in the Sunshine Coast, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. It has been wetter here, that's for sure. And it's still raining.
It's where the big hitters play. He's where the big hitters play.
Yeah. Oh, Chris, if only, Sammy, if only.
Great to chat. We'll hear you early start today for SEN Track, 11:30 this afternoon, this morning. So we'll be there for the first races right around the country. So we'll chat to you on SEN Track later this morning and during the afternoon, Chris.
Look forward to it, guys. Chat then.
Good on you. Chris Nelson joining us there for Racing Queensland. The TAB Queensland Racing Carnival featuring Stradbroke season is where champions emerge, and I'm sure one will come out of the woodwork there this afternoon while the 15 to 30 mil falls on the Sauce Six. Oh, wow. It's extraordinary that the rain they're having up north, and just, again, congratulations to have this meeting going on a soft six is a remarkable effort. Rain's not going to worry Josh Jenkins too much from a trots perspective, I don't think. I think weather pretty much fine down south. Thetrots.com.au, every race live and free. As I say, good morning to Josh Jenkins.
Good morning, Simon and Samuel.
Made a highlight working with you last week on SEN Track. Just an absolute highlight.
Absolutely. I've had to fend off more queries from Mr. Garshagan about this 1v1 in the goal square too, if you can believe it. He's still going on about taking me on 1v1 in footy, if you can believe it. But
Ridiculous.
Well, he's a big unit and he's pretty happy with himself. He's been sent up to Queensland for the magic round, and it's been rained out on him or something. So he's got to find something else to do up north.
Well, wow. I can tell you, JJ, that Cam Luke is very excited about taking care of the Punters Club today, and he's been talking about having the whole lot on Marzu.
Wow. I like it. That's the way I like to roll. I like to spend more on a few versus having a million bets on all over the joint. So I like it. If it runs second, I'm not sure how the 20 folks in the Punters Club are going to feel, but anyway, I'll be tuning in with interest. Where I'm going in the trots tonight is I've got a Group 1 runner tonight, boys, in race 3 at Melbourne.
Good luck.
Race 3, number 1, Rock and Roll Gronk. He's $10 with Sportsbet at the moment. I'm obviously biased. I think he should be about $5 or $6. He's only had a couple of starts, so he's a little green, but if he puts his best hoof forward, he will be right in it. So race 3, number 1, give us strength for some Group 1 glory. My best each way on the card is race 7, number 1, Khaki Nui. I reckon he'll sit in the trail and be a very good chance on an each way basis. You get about $8 and $2.30 there. And no bet here, but race 9, number 5, arguably Australia's most exciting young horse, Catch a Wave. He goes around race 9, number 5. He's $1.08, so you don't have to back him, or you shouldn't back him, but just watch him. So the two bets, race 3, number 1, Rock and Roll Gronk, and race 7, number 1, Khaki Nui, both around $10, both each way plays.
Josh, with a Group 1 runner, and I don't know what your footy commitments are today, will you go and watch that race live?
I was scheduled to work for the Cattery today, but I just sort of was able to slither my way out of work and slither my way towards Melton because I've never won a Group 1. So if we win tonight, I want to be there. So I'll be on track.
Fantastic. Well, I've no doubt you'll celebrate long and hard if you do. And with what I saw last week from your consumption of food, I'm figuring that it'll play just as big a part as the drink if you do win a Group 1 this afternoon.
Let's just say I wish I could drink as well as I can eat.
I can vouch that you can eat. I know that. I learnt that last week, mate. Good to chat. Well, we wish you well in that Group 1 at Melton tonight.
See you, guys. Have a good day.
Good on you. Josh Jenkins joining us there. Might be a Group 1 winner at the end of the evening of the trots at Melton. Lap up the trots. Visit thetrots.com.au. What was your first Group 1 win, Sam?
No. That was struggled. I actually, would you believe, it's fitting, today's the day. I ran second in the South Australian Derby. And, Nashra Willer beat me on Bulta for Tim White. Tim White was a vet down in Mornington. Yes. Used to muck around with a couple of horses. I reckon it was about 80-1 Bulta. And I hit the front. It was my 21st birthday. Hit the front on Prince Standard. And I thought, I got this. This is in the bag. And then I heard Enra Willer roaring his guts out, and he caught me on the line. Yeah.
Anyway. Roaring his guts out. I think that's a quote we'll remember for a while. We're going to just quickly go to a news break, come back on the other side, talk a bit of dogs, a bit of racing down in Tassie, and then we'll get into the guts of what's happening racing-wise right around the country today.
The Odds Couple with Simon O'Donnell, David Taggart and Paddy Garshagan. Every Saturday morning on SEN for The Quaddie. Curated tips from the experts. The Quaddie. Download today.
D Taggart, not here. P Garshagan, not here. S Highland, here.
Here.
Doing a wonderful job too, I might add, from up Queensland way where it hasn't stopped raining, but they're on a soft six at this stage at Eagle Farm, which is absolutely brilliant that they're able to present a track in that sort of manner with 15 to 30 mil expected. So a grand effort there from our Queensland racing friends to turn out a track with all the rain they've had up there. Sam, Chris sort of alluded to it when we spoke to him a little bit earlier, that there's a whole new drainage. Just talk us through what they've done at Eagle Farm and this meeting was meant to be at Doomben, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, so this was a Doomben 10,000 meeting. And so if we race the, as Chris highlighted, if we race the Doomben today, it would be underwater. So you couldn't go around there. But Doomben, all the same, it does a fantastic job. And it's been the workhorse for Racing Queensland for the last couple of years with Eagle Farm having its issues. The problem with Eagle Farm is it gets too firm. It is too firm, and the profile is sand based. The water just goes straight through it, and but you know, in what we normally have, sort of 85% of the time up here is obviously fine weather, and so it races a bit firm. Now Jim Roberts went from Doomben to Eagle Farm. He's been the track manager at Doomben for a long time and did a fantastic job. He's come over to Eagle Farm, and he, in the recent renovation, what they did is they put a different profile through the grass to try and give it some more give, you know. And they say it's better, it's racing better, but it still gets a bit too firm. Obviously, that is not going to be the issue today, but with the extreme rain that we've had this week, well, it was only natural that you go across the road and look at that, you know, over 140 mils of rain in the last 4 days and we're on a soft six. It's quite amazing. You know, there wouldn't be another track in Australia where you could do that. So
that's an extraordinary effort. Now, Corey Smith generally joins us at this stage to talk all things dog racing from the Meadows, racing tonight, Melbourne Greyhound, the Meadows. Corey, I think he sort of shut himself down publicly this morning. He's a Collingwood fan, and because they got an absolute hiding last night, I think he's just said, "Look, that's it. Oh, no talkies. No talkies because people will take the mickey out of me and make fun of me because I'm a Collingwood supporter and we got beaten by, I think, 48 points by the Bulldogs, who were completely out of form, but I was still able to account for Collingwood quite easily last night. And Corey, we're sorry you couldn't be with us this morning, but... we've made mention of you anyway, Collingwood supporters. I don't know if they're welcome on this show or not. I need to have a think about that. But you can catch Metropolitan Greyhound Racing at its finest tonight at the Meadows, Melbourne Greyhounds. The man from Tassie who joins us every Saturday morning, Jacob Beavis, to talk all things Tassie racing, is with us now. G'day, Jacob.
Good morning, guys, and yeah, go Dogs.
Yes, go Dogs. They were good last night. They were back to a bit of their finals form, so it'll be interesting to see how they go over the next month or so. What's happening down your way, Jacob?
Not too much. We've got Devonport tomorrow, thoroughbred racing, a pretty good nine-race program. And I've got a couple of best bets for you guys in race four, number five. Big John from the Adam Trinder stable steps up to the 1650 metres for the first time. I think he's going to appreciate the rise in trips, so... he might be worth a play in race four. And then in race seven, number 12, Beth Page made its debut for the new stable a couple of weeks ago at Hobart. It ran a pretty good second behind a good horse for Barno. So might take some improvement out of that out of that run a few weeks ago. So race four, number five, Big John. Race seven at number 12, Beth Page. The best bets for Devonport tomorrow.
Good on you. Thanks, Jacob. Good luck at Devonport there tomorrow. We're going to take a break on the Odds Couple, come back on the other side, start having a look at racing in Queensland, South Australia, and, of course, a ripping meeting out at Flemington this afternoon here in Melbourne.
Finding new winners each and every Saturday morning at every track. The Odds Couple with Simon O'Donnell, David Taggart and Paddy Garshagan. Every Saturday morning on SEN for The Quaddy. Curated tips from the experts. The Quaddy. Download today.
It's that time. We need to start finding some winners to see if we can put something in our pocket at the end of racing right around the country today. And we're going to head to Doomben first and then Adelaide to have a look at a couple of the key races there. The first key race we're going to have a look at, Sammy, is the Doomben 10,000. Wait for age. Group one level over the 1,200 metres. And Kemantari, there's been a bit of money around for Kemantari, opened at nines into 650. Vega One's out the gate. The interesting runner, Rothfire, who came back after injury and failed with plenty of money on his back last start. We'll see if he can find that scintillating form that we know he can produce this afternoon in the Doomben 10,000. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm with Isotope. I know Tony Golan, he's got a huge opinion of this horse. And, I'm just potting. I potted Rothfire first up, and I'm potting it again here today. I think Marzu is obviously going to be very hard to beat, Cam Luke's horse. But Isotope is the horse that I like. I think she'll just be better for that first day at the races. She's had a trip down to Sydney and first up run, should I say. She had a trip down to Sydney. She ran down the track. She wasn't ideal in those conditions. She's 3 for 3 on the soft. She's effective at this trip. Ryan Maloney on board. I'll tell you what, she's a good mare, and I know Golan is really confident. He thinks it's his best chance today. So I'm going with Isotope.
It's a swimmer, Marzu, isn't it?
Yep.
It loves it heavy.
He's going to be hard to beat, Marzu.
And if that rain does come, now the Doomben 10,000's, race 8 on the card, so the second last up there in Brisbane. So if that rain does come and that track is even further affected, got to be hard to beat.
Yeah. Well, you just think horses that have such good form in heavy ground like that, like he's 3 for 3 on heavy, 3 goes on the soft for 2 wins. It's nearly 100% record. He's going to jump and put himself up there. He's going to be in it for a long way.
No, it certainly will be. So Isotope for Sammy Hyland in the Doomben 10,000. Let's go to Morfettville, Sammy. And the big race there this afternoon is the South Australian Derby. Allegron is the hot pot for James Cummings. Damien Oliver takes the ride, jumps from barrier 3, open at $3, been solid since betting opened. But money around for others. Jungle Magnate has gone from $9 into 6. Harley Movin opened at $8.50 and has been solid at that $8.50 right throughout the week. And Detonator Jack, plenty of money for Detonator Jack from the Mar and Eustace camp. How do you see the South Australian Derby?
I'm a fan of number 7, The Nephew, Simon. Paddy Payne, he's a great trainer of stayers. And this horse he's been out to a mile and a half last time round. He wasn't beaten far behind Wichita Star. Wichita Star went to Warrnambool, won the Warrnambool Cup, absolutely bolted in. I think this horse, The Nephew, will run really well. He's effective on good ground. He's effective on any ground, really. But drawn a good gate, he'll get a sweet run. And, Detonator Jack is going to be very hard to beat. He's from the Kiranmar Dave Eustace stable. Johnny Allen, well, if you want to win a derby, you just put Johnny Allen on, don't you? Like, he's won a gazillion of them. So, I think he's going to be tough to beat. And I posed this question yesterday, Simon. How many Jackalberries are around? Do we know?
No, there's not a lot, but his last, what was last year's AJC and South Australian Derby winner? What was its name? Pretty sure it was by Jackalberry.
It was a Jack too, wasn't it?
Yeah. And Detonator Jack's by Jackalberry. I see the mare Red Delicious. I'm I'm not sure what the breeding is there. She's bred in New Zealand, so you'd think there's a there's some stamina on that side of the pedigree as well. So,
and the, another horse in the race that that I had a look at is number 11, Yafet. Cliff Brown, he's a great trainer of stayers, you know. I know he's been in Singapore for a long time, but remember before he went to Singapore, that was Cliff Brown's strength, wasn't it, when the horses got out to this this trip? And, gee, I thought this horse's form has been pretty solid for a race like this. So, yeah, it's a good race. It's a good race, the South Australian Derby.
Well, the South Australian Derby, folks, keep an eye on it, because Sammy Hyland is just giving you the inside word on number 7, The Nephew, presently paying $31.750 on Sportsbet. $31.750, the Derby winner in South Australia. We'll be watching that very, very closely. We're going to have a very, very close look at Flemington on the other side of this break. Joel Kane will be joining us from Sportsbet with all the market movers. He's our fill-in for Paddy Garsagan. Actually, we might get Joel in all the time because we've had about a gutful of Paddy. He shows up and then he doesn't show up and he wants to be on telly and not the radio and all those sorts of things. So I reckon we've about had enough. Joel, be assured, mate, this is a little trial for you to be here full-time. Garsagan out, Kane in. Back with more on the other side, The Odds Couple.
Finding new winners each and every Saturday morning at every track. The Odds Couple with Simon O'Donnell, David Taggart and Paddy Garsagan. Every Saturday morning on SEN for The Quaddy. Curated tips from the experts. The Quaddy. Download today.
Yeah, welcome back to The Odds Couple. Sammy Hyland with me this morning. About to be joined by Joel Kane from Sportsbet, but that just reminds me, try Sportsbet's new Bet with Mates for summer racing. Start your group today, bet together, share in the moment. A wonderful way to go about your betting afternoon. Try Sportsbet's Bet with Mates. Talking about betting with mates, we're going to be chatting with a mate now. Joel Kane joins us from Sportsbet. Morning to you, Joelo.
Morning, boys. And just on the Bet with Mates, if you've run a punters club before, which I have many times, you can get rid of the spreadsheets. You stop chasing up the dosh. Speaking about chasing up the dosh, did a check arrive in the mail? Because I followed your quaddy in about 3 weeks ago, the Melbourne quaddy, and I had four runners in the last. The best result charges to the lead. I'm cheering it on because I've taken your numbers, and this bloody horse comes over the top. You wouldn't believe it. It was the very best result of the four. You're guilty.
Good work, Joel. Let's have a quick look at what the market's doing in these early races at Flemington before we get into the quaddy and Sammy's numbers for the quaddy. And, of course, our market move is brought to you by Werribee Isuzu Ute. They make buying cars easy. So get down there to Werribee and say g'day to the team at Isuzu. What's moving in race one?
Easily the fave here, boys. $3.40 into $2.35 dual. So they're very, very keen on it to continue on its merry way.
Race two?
Race two commands the field. $7 into $4.80. Fair push there.
Sorry, Joel. Race three?
Race three. So that race two was commands the field. Race three is general firepower, seven into four. Adele Amore, 5 into $4.20 in the fourth. In the fifth, Beltero, $4.60 to $3.70. Race six, number two is the move. Ton of Grit, $20 into $12. True Irish Eyes, $5.50 into $4.80. Triple Missile, $4.40 into $3.20. And the last race, Whip Crack Away, boys, $8 into $5.50.
All right, let's go back to the first leg of the quaddy, which is going to be race six. Sammy, how do you see it?
So I've got 2, 9, and 12. I love Ton of Grit here. I think it can win, and really happy to hear that Joel's said there's good support for it. So 20 into 12 is a good move, and yeah, mate, keep coming. But I think Ton of Grit's got a super chance. So 2, 9, and 12 first leg.
2, 9, and 12 in the first leg. Joel, what do you like in that race six outside of the market movers? What do you like?
Outside the market movers, boys, I've probably got to stick with... I'm going to have something on the top weight. I do love a top weight at double figures. They always go on McCourty, so Blazero at $23.
If you don't mind. Okay, keep plucking those out in the next three legs of the quaddy, please. Sammy...
Compulsory to have a top weight at double figures.
Yeah, gotcha. Like it. Race 7, the second leg of the quaddy, Sam.
Okay, I went 11, 6, 10, and 8. Splendiferous. Simon, as we know, we were all on Designs last start, and Splendiferous was just off to the races and gone. I mean, why can't it do the same again today? I just found this race really tricky. The Andrew Ramsden, when it was 2 miles, it was tricky. It's 2,800. It's still tricky. Yep, look, I loaded up. So 11, 6, 10, and 8.
Okay, three ticket into the Melbourne Cup for the winner of the Lexus Andrew Ramsden today. Are we going to see a Melbourne Cup winner come out of this afternoon's event, Joel?
Well, we were talking about Steel Prince last year, weren't we? Wasn't the case, but I'm going to stay with Sammy there, so maybe keep your quaddy tight, Splendiferous.
Sam, third leg.
Third leg, race. I went 15, 2, 3, and 17. So I've got Triple Missile in. I know Milo's been spruiking it, but the 15 Stay Gold first up for Danny O'Brien. It's
$23.
It's got no weight on its back. Wow. This will run well. Hey, it's one of those days, Simon. It's one of those days. So 15, 2, 3, and 17 I have.
15, 2, 3, and 17 for Sammy Highland. And the final leg, race 9 at Flemington, Sam.
I went 1, 6, 7, and 12. 1, 6, 7, and 12. I think Dosh will win. It's got the 3 kilos off for Graham Beggin. He's only lightly raced, but has been quite impressive, obviously, early in its campaign. And I think, she'll be hard to beat. So 1, 6, 7, and 12. $192 for
all those up on 100%. The socials. Best of the day, Sammy.
Best of the day is race 4, number 10, Adela Moore.
Joel?
I'm going with Sammy as well, boys. So
good work.
Down.
Thanks, Joel, for joining us. Chuchu Kaka for me up in Brisbane in the Rough Habit plate. Hutchie, Pickers, they're in the house. Off the Bench coming up.
SEN Track, the new sound of chasing, pacing and running.